So, one more hour. And am I or am I not a warrior for working 5 days this week? We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Ray in SA is in. Hey, Ray, before I read this, I've got a quick question for you. Are you real? Are you for real, Ray? Check this guy out. Hey, Jim. I think I came up with Jim Rome's big head bets on 8-1-22. And then he somehow has dragged Johnny in Texas into this. Johnny tweets, did he give you credit? Ray responded, no. Heartbreak emoji. Hey, Ray, are you for real? Are you claiming credit for Jim Rome's big head bets? Are you even time stamping it? Like, see, I said it here. Hey, Ray, two things. I already was on record as saying whoever comes up with the title gets nothing. So, in effect, even if you did, you get nothing. So, what are you crying about? Secondly, and more importantly, you did not come up with the title. Are you for real? Are you literally coming up in here and saying, hey, Jim, give me some credit, yo. Give me some bleeping credit. I mean, for real. I came up with that. Rome, me, Ray in SA.
For real.
Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Look it up. Go to Twitter. That's me. Oh, you came up with that, Ray. You came up with a title that was already the title. It's always been Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. This is not a new title. We've done the segment now for what? A year and a half, whatever it is. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Dude, stop taking credit for something that was already in existence. Come on. Hey, Ray, while you're at it, why don't you claim credit for the name of the show? The Jim Rome Show. Hey, Ray, why don't you take credit for my birth certificate and my name, Jim Rome? Hey, Ray, every time I say my name, I should probably chip you off, right? Every time I say my name, you should get some sort of royalty check. Hey, Ray, anytime anybody says my name, shouldn't you get paid on that? Like, now I got to go home and tell Dr. Jano, don't ever reference me by name or we have to cut Ray a check. That'd be like me saying, hey, welcome back, Jim Rome here. Damn, there is another check for Ray.
Live from Southern California.
Got me again.
This is the Jim Rome Show.
Because Ray trademarked my name. He went to court one day and got a trademark on Jim Rome. So anytime Jim Rome uses the name or likeness, or even utters it, Ray gets paid. And you know what's even worse? There are others trying to claim the same thing. No names mentioned. At Joel Harms 73. Dude, Rome, I sent that title to your vampire at least 3 times. Check the damn tape, man. What the hell's the matter with you? I already said one. If you get it, you get nothing. So you're not missing out on any prize. And two, you didn't come up with that. I can't believe. Look, I know you clones. I know what you're about. Nothing you ever do or say surprises me ever. Except this. I cannot believe that not only do you want credit, but you're pissed. No, Rome. I came up with Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Oh, because I couldn't have come up with that. Or didn't come up with that. Or that wasn't already the name of the title. This can't be real. You really want credit for Jim Rome's Big Head Bets.
Credit.
You know, like, straight cash Romy, sure. I didn't come up with that. That's funny. Or affect the head. That's funny. Come on. Mike and La Quinta. Hey, Jim, what is the over-under on F-bombs from the head on the first ep of the new pod. All right, so that's interesting. I don't know how we're going to approach that because, well, I don't know. Like, I want to say we have sponsors, but then again, I have sponsors on my other pods and I F-bomb. I don't know. I need to get with the guys from DraftKings. They will let us do what we do, obviously, but they're our partners. I'm not sure how they feel about that. I don't even know how they feel about James Kelly. I don't even know how I feel about James Kelly. I don't know. But yeah, that should be a prop bet. We want to mix some prop bets in. What is the over-under on F-bombs from the head on the first ep? This guy nailed it. NorCal Troy Esquire writes, it should now be Ray's, Jim Rome's, Big Head Bets. Bravo. Well done, Troy. Very well done, Troy. Thanks for playing. You get credit for that. Well done. The home version of the game will be in the mail. That's yours. Good job, Troy. It should now be Ray's, Jim Rome's, Big Head Bets. I love that. Rome, am I listening to the Reinvention Project? Did the Big Head just reinvent himself as a cattle wrangler and a ranch hand? Now we can get beef and cheese from these segments. Looking to somebody for the pretzel buns now. Ian in Chicago. The thing about James Kelly is, and this is often the case, I'm not even really clear on what he said or how he explained that. I said, dude, how did that come to be? And he said a bunch of gibberish about how his mother made him do it. And his mother said, I need you to do it for free. And I said that that's not happening. So then I put some money down. Wait, so you paid her to run that cattle or she paid you to run that cattle? And you're in the cattle business or not? The one thing I do understand is this. I know what it's like to have a parent make you work. Now, again, Kelly, you're like 50. So it's a little bit strange that your mom is still making you work. But as I've said before, when I was growing up, my father used to put me to work on the weekends. And, you know, I don't want to be like a bitch. And I don't want to be a soft, upper middle class suburbanite. But Kelly, just stop communicating with me, Kelly. You had your chance. I don't want you to explain yourself now. It's too late. So my father would make me work on the weekends in the San Fernando Valley. And by work, I mean this. We had a house in this community called Hidden Hills. Hidden Hills, I mentioned the other day, is a place where all the new rich live. Not back then. Back then, it was kind of like a little suburban. It was for wannabe cowboys, honestly. It was for people who wanted like a little ranch lifestyle, but were like normal business people. In other words, we all had about an acre of land and we had horses. So my old man would make me muck the corrals, clean up horse bleep. If a fence got busted, and they did because the horses would kick them out, I'd have to fix the fences with him. And my old man loved that stuff. Problem is, we ain't handy. The Romes are not handy. We're not handy people. He thought he was, and he put me to work. And anytime I had one of my boys come over, he'd be like, let's go. We're going to work. I'm like, Dad. Yeah, I mean, I get that I have to work, but can you not put my friends to work? I won't have any friends. He's like, yeah, anyway, let's go. So I kind of understand what you're saying, Head, but that's when I was 13. You're like 50. What else do we have here? Pimp, remember the early days when the Big Head was making bets behind his wife's back, talking about it on the radio was risky, and she had zero idea how much of a degenerate he was. My, how times have changed. Look forward to the podcast. Chad in Houston. No, I mean, it's true. I was on with Scott Kaplan yesterday on his program. We talked about this. I said, the times have changed. There was a time in my life where I wore this as a badge of honor. I don't need to get down to watch a game. I don't need to get down to enjoy a game. I love the game. I love sports. I don't need action. And I took a lot of pride in that I would never, ever, ever bet games. But then when gambling became more and more acceptable and more legalized, I started dabbling and I'm like, holy crap, this is fun. And again, you want to be responsible and you want to only play with money that you can afford to lose. But it definitely is fun, and it changes the way you experience the game. It changes the way you watch the game. I would even argue it changes the way we talk about the game. Hence, I have a podcast talking about the game and spreads and prop bets and over-unders. It is really different now. So, yes, you're right. How times have changed. This guy writes, Ray, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Signed, Willie. I like that. Signed, Willie. Jer Bear in Santa Barbara. Yo, Jer Bear, what up, dude? Hashtag 805. What's up in the 805? I haven't been in a while. I miss it. Santa Barbara is just the best place. Not named Eagle River. Let's see. At Christoph 364 writes, I think that Pervin Liar was seen outside a Columbus, Ohio studio filming the show The Masked Swinger. Is that why he's not in an NFL camp? Or he was just that bad in Jacksonville?
A lot of good players in this league, man.
Christoph, not bad. Yeah, I'm gonna answer that question. I don't know if that was rhetorical or not, but I'll answer it. He was that bad in Jacksonville. And by that bad in Jacksonville, I mean the worst coach in NFL history. That bad. He didn't make it through one season on the worst team in the league. That bad. Even saltier Sarah is in. You in Alaska equals pimp in the igloo. I don't know, Sarah. What if I go in the summertime? Alaska, to me, looks beautiful. From what I've seen, it looks absolutely beautiful. I would love to go there. And I love the fact, I'll never forget the first time we had an affiliate, the announcement that we had an affiliate in Anchorage. In Anchorage. I love that so much. When we built this thing on the way up, it was so fun. Keep in mind, the show was not what it is now, always. We started off with 4 affiliates, then 6, then 9, then 15. Every time we added a new affiliate on the way up, it was so fun. It was so different. It was so wild to all of a sudden be broadcasting to towns that I'd never even been to. And the hazing process that all the clones went through with the new clones, it was so fun. Eric in the Southside writes, Jim, just forward your Space Jam royalty check to Ray and SA. He earned those tens of cents. Unwar takes credit for everything, guy. So I got a check the other day, and it was so funny. It was mostly for Space Jam, but it showed you where the movie airs. Let's just say I am enormous in Germany. Space Jam must air a hell... I mean, I know it. I saw the check. It airs a hell of a lot in Germany. I am enormous in Germany. I bet that if I were to fly to Germany right now, I'd be mobbed everywhere. Me and Rammstein. We are the biggest things in Germany since sliced bread. Me and the Hasselhoff. Me and the Hoff are enormous in Germany. I don't know why. I have no say where that movie airs, but according to this check that I received, it airs in Germany almost all day, every day. Also, there was some exposure in Spain, in Portugal, but the check was like Germany, 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 Germany. And next to Germany, it said 25 cents, 25 cents, 84 cents, 96 cents, $1.14. But Space Jam, I think, is on a continuous loop in Germany.
Baseball bat.
They love that. They love that line so much. All right, I'll be honest. I once went to Germany, and as I was waiting for the luggage around the carousel, this guy came up to me and said, baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Get this guy a tennis racket.
Baseball.
I'm like, bro.
Get this guy a tennis racket.
And then the amazing thing was, he didn't know any other English. He just knew that line. And he just kept saying it to me over and over again. True story. I go to Germany, and I'm looking for my ride, and I'm looking for my one bag, and this guy's going, hey, Rome, baseball bat. Baseball bat. Get this guy a tennis racket. And I'm like, wow, Germany. I finally get to the taxi, and the paparazzi are all over my ass, following me. Like, I'm trying to open up the door, and it's locked. I'm like, open it up, open it up. And the paparazzi are all, baseball bat, baseball bat, get this guy a tennis racket.
Get this guy a tennis racket. Baseball bat.
I ran to the hotel. I felt like the Beatles running from the paparazzi. You just never know. You just never, ever know. And I haven't gone back. I mean, much love, but I have not gone back. It was just a lot. It was a lot. So when we return, Michael Lombardi joins me. Then Albie's week that was. Then the ATP. And phone lines are open. Rome, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Signed, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott, and Ray in SA. I like this thread. Keep it up. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Who's famous for that? Ray. Ray in SA said that. Thought it was Gretz. No, it was Ray. It was Ray in SA. If 99 did say it, he stole it from Ray. Like I stole from Ray, Jim Rome's big head bets. It's a good thread. Hey, Ray, you wanted credit? You're getting credit. Take a short time out. Michael Lombardi, when we return.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Tremendous Friday to you. What's cracking? Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Having a good time. Always having a good time. Especially right now, because we are joined by an author, a three-time Super Bowl winner, co-host of the GM Shuffle podcast, co-creator of The Daily Coach. He appears today courtesy of VSiN and VSiN.com. I'm speaking of Michael Lombardi. Michael, it's always good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Always good to have you, Michael. Thanks so much. Let me start with Deshaun Watson. Michael, what was your reaction to the news that he's going to be suspended for 11 games, and there's going to be a $5 million fine on top of that, that agreement between the league and the NFLPA? What's your reaction?
You know, obviously the league office felt the 6 games wasn't enough, the money wasn't enough, and, you know, I don't know what Judge Harvey would have said had he ruled, but obviously They wanted a year. They settled on 11. I don't know if there's a right number. I really don't. I mean, you know, listening to the evidence, it doesn't appear to have a right number. But it, to me, from a football standpoint, removing the Deshaun Watson equation is 11 games puts it right in the most difficult spot for the Browns to maneuver during the season because, you know, Deshaun Watson hasn't played football in a year and a half. And when he comes back in November, he's no means going to be the Deshaun Watson that was a good player. He's going to be trying to get his game back. So what do the Browns do? Do they stick with Jacoby Brissett and think he can get them through 11 games and be in good shape? Or do they go trade for Jimmy Garoppolo? My sense of it is to trade for Jimmy because even when Deshaun comes back, I don't think you're going to get the same player until next year.
You know, you beat me to it. I was going to say that exact thing to you. What do you do if you know it's not six, but it's 11 games with Jacoby Brissett? Mike, when you answer that, let me ask you this. At the same time, if you're Garoppolo, would you want to go to Cleveland, or does he just not have any other options?
Well, he clearly doesn't have any options because he's been on the trade market since February, right? He's been out there available. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's been wondering why teams won't trade for him. I mean, the only vacancy that we can really see in the league right now is Seattle. After last night, Seattle has to have a dose of reality. You know, I mean, fear does the work of reason. And if you're not fearful that your quarterback position isn't really covered in Seattle, then I'm not sure what's going to happen. So, you know, to me, Cleveland could buy this player, Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to redo his contract. You know the 49ers are going to cut him the day before the Saturday before the season starts because it's not going to guarantee the money. And then you get a year of him. If you trade for him and he becomes a free agent, and say he comes into Cleveland and their running game's good, they run the same offense that San Francisco runs, it'll be easy to learn. And he comes in, he learns the offense, he plays, and he plays well. He's won 33 games in his career. He takes over, and all of a sudden, you know, he leads him to the playoffs, and you know next year he's gone, so you get a compensatory pick. I don't see a downside to it.
No, I see exactly what you're saying. I agree with you. Michael Lombardi joining us. Michael, one more thought about the Browns. Like, you know how scouting goes. As you said, the rule is you need to know your player better before you draft him than you do after you draft him. Let me ask you this. If you're the Browns and you know why Deshaun Watson is available for trade, is there any way they didn't know what the New York Times eventually discovered, or did they just not want to know?
I think, you know, what Haslam said yesterday, that he's willing to give a second chance and that you give a great quarterback a second chance. They had to know. They just ignored it. I mean, remember, Jim, let's go back. They were out of it. They were completely out of it. The Watson was going through and he said, "We're, you know, I don't want to go to Cleveland." And then when Cleveland decided to historically change the contractual structure of the NFL by guaranteeing the whole thing, they got back in it. So they had to know. They had to know. They had to know exactly what was in the New York. If they didn't know what was in the New York Times reports, then they're not a billion-dollar franchise. They're really negligent. And I think they did. I think they chose to ignore it.
Michael Lombardi joining us. Michael, what about the Dolphins? They lose a first-round pick. Stephen Ross gets fined $1.5 million as part of the punishment for their role in tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. In your mind, does that punishment fit that crime there?
Well, I think, you know, also part of that punishment was the integrity of the game. You know, him walking around the building talking about losing, too. If you read it, I mean, I know they couldn't prove that he was trying to, but if you read the ruling, they clearly say the integrity of the game and his inference in pushing people to try to lose games, which I think is kind of interesting, especially at the end of the year when some teams try to lose to get a better draft pick. I think that should play into the future. But look, I mean, the hard part of this whole thing is Tom Brady and Bruce Beal are best friends. And so what's the line between tampering and not tampering when you're talking to your friend? And clearly, they wanted to do this. Now, what's interesting is the fact that they've always wanted a tank for Tua. That's been the mantra since he got there. I think he was highly involved in the selection of Tua, Stephen Ross. So this is kind of what he's wanted. It's his team. Now he moves forward.
Michael Lombardi joining us. Michael, what about Philadelphia? I'm just jumping around, but Philadelphia is getting some nice buzz coming into this season. How do they look to you as a team? What's their upside?
Well, look, I mean, people have amnesia. They forgot that they were behind 33-0 to the Bucs in a playoff game last year. Now, I think they've done a great job this offseason. I think they've done exactly what Arizona didn't do, which is strengthen the position around the quarterback while the quarterback's on a rookie contract. And I think Philly's really much better. But let's put this in perspective. Last year, they played six really good quarterbacks. They played Tom Brady twice. They played Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, and Derek Carr. In those six games, the ball only touched the ground 36 times. So their defense couldn't make a play. Now, they've improved. There's no doubt they've improved. And I think they're going to be a better defense. They've improved at linebacker tremendously. And their front's going to still be good. I like them. I just don't know, and I don't think anybody knows, and I don't think the Eagles know either. Other than Eagle fans, they think they know. But they don't know whether Jalen Hurts is going to be a legitimate drop-back passer. When the game becomes all pass, when the defense knows you have to pass, can you pass? In the game against Tampa, when Todd Bowles knew he was going to stop his play-action passes, there was no answer. And you've seen that periodically through his career. We'll see this year if that manifests itself.
Michael Lombardi joining us. Speaking of quarterbacks, Michael, Zach Wilson dealing with that knee injury suffered earlier in the preseason. What is your sense as to the severity of that injury? And then what does that mean for him and the Jets this season?
Well, everything about a quarterback is his lower body, being able to step and drive the ball, using your legs to throw. I mean, it's why pitchers run in baseball in the outfield in spring training, because you've got to strengthen your lower body. If you're a little wobbly with your meniscus or your knee, you know, there's no sense in risking it. Plus, he needs to move. I mean, let's face it, the Jets' offensive line isn't exactly, you know, the 64 Packers here. I mean, if you go through the stats, Jim, the Jets were bad in every category, offense and defense. They were 32nd on offense. They were 32nd on defense with a defensive head coach. I mean, this notion that the Jets are just going to jump everybody, no one's looked at how bad they were last year. Now, I'm granted they're going to improve. Their defensive line will be better. But I think Wilson still makes a lot of mistakes. I think he's a growing player. I think it's going to be challenging for him to come in there and play, especially if he's a little bit hurt. That's why they have Flacco. I would suspect Flacco plays the first two games in spite of what Salai says.
You know what is great, Michael? I hate to date you and I both, but I love that reference you just made that these guys aren't exactly the 64 Packers offensive line. How great was that, man? When you think back, the power sweep, Jim Taylor, my guy Jerry Kramer, that's such good times. Like, when you think about footballs back then, or football back then played that way, what comes to mind?
You know, I think of Lombardi going for it with 13 seconds left to go, the quarterback sneak call in Lambeau Field in the Ice Bowl. What makes that call so fascinating is if he would have done that today with Twitter, with Instagram, he ran that play on third down. He ran that play on third down. Had he done that and not scored, the greatest coach of all time perhaps would have been ripped on every talk radio station and all the analytical people would have come from the hills to get him. It would have been hilarious, but it was successful, and nobody seems to remember that it was third down.
Not only that, but was that not one of the greatest blocks ever? And again, I'm a big Jerry Kramer guy. He's one of my favorite guys ever. But big Jethro Pugh could not get to the quarterback. I mean, it was such an amazing block in that moment, right?
No doubt. And look, it was a great game. And, you know, that team was able to execute. Chuck Mersin running the draw in there. And the fact that Starr was sacked 9 times during the game and still was able to make plays. And it's a testament to the toughness of the team because there was no dry fit clothing. There was no warm clothing. Those people were wearing. I mean, Gil Brandt literally paid $20 to the bus driver on the bus driver who drove him to the game to buy his shoes because he didn't have shoes to keep his feet warm.
I'll never forget, Michael, it was 1996. I'd never been to Lambeau before, and I was there for the NFC title game. I had never been so cold. Now, of course, I'm soft. I'm a California native, but I had never, ever felt cold weather like that. It was just so heavy and so cold. Michael Lombardi, my guest. Michael, before you go, what about, I want to ask you what a reasonable expectation would be, Michael, for Mac Jones this year, especially with the departure of Josh McDaniels. What do you expect from him?
You know, we cover a lot of this on VSiN and on our betting guide. I think if you go to VSiN.com and look at our betting guide, we'll have all this information, the over, the unders for teams. But Mac Jones, to me, you know, he got his body changed, which I think he had to do, Jim. He really had to do that badly. And I think that'll help them. And I think he's going to miss Josh. Look, Josh is one of the premier offensive coaches in all of football. There's no denying that. He attacks the adjustments in the defense. There'll be a transitionary period, but I think it's something Coach Belichick wanted to do. I think he wanted to tailor down the offense because when you have Tom Brady for 20 years, your offense becomes voluminous. You just stack and stack and stack. It's what happened with Marino in Miami. And so it became harder for younger players to learn because there's so much offense. I think they're going to scale it back. I would suspect he plays well. Look, this Parker kid from Miami has always caused New England trouble whenever they played against him. He's having a very good camp. He's going to be a sleeper in fantasy drafts. I really believe that because he's going to make a lot of plays. He's catching a ton of jump balls, and they're going to throw the ball down the field more.
I want to ask you about VSiN in a minute. I talked to Brent Musburger, Michael, on my podcast not long ago, and I want to ask you about VSiN before you go. One thought about Mac that you just mentioned. You said it was really important that he changed his body. Seems pretty self-evident why you might want to do that, and he looks amazing. Why was it so important for him to make those changes physically?
You know, it's funny. You know, he goes to Alabama, and you think their strength program should be the elite. But, you know, some guys don't understand how important health, nutrition, and all those things are, especially when you enter the NFL and the marathon. The 17 games, training camp starting, the OTAs, what a gruel it is on your body. And what we tend to lose understanding of, especially a quarterback, is you generate your power in your arm from your lower body. And if you don't have enough juice in your lower body, your arm becomes wobbly. And I think it was really important for Mac to strengthen his lower body.
All right, so you are working with VSiN. Break this down for me. What's it all about? Are you doing what you do? Are you talking gambling? Is it a hybrid? How are you approaching this opportunity?
You know, it's been the greatest reward for me. I've been with VSiN now for 4 years with Brent and the Musburger family, and as of now we were a part of DraftKings. But for me, Jim, it's been the same job I've always had my whole life. I break down teams. You know, I never bet. I don't bet. But I can tell you the matchup between Atlanta and Chicago, and I can break that down because that's what I've done my whole life. You know, that's what I had to do. I had to say, okay, the strength of Atlanta is this. The weakness of Chicago is that. Here's how I think the game's going to go. When you're trained by the Belichickian system, it's always about how is the game going to be played and what do you need to do to win. And so I try to take that, what I've learned from the great coaches that I've been around in the league, and try to apply it to when I'm on the air with the Lombardi line and explain to the bettors whatever they want to do. Look, every bettor knows what they want to do. I'm not going to convince anybody what to bet, but I'm trying to give them information to help them nudge them one way or the other.
Listen, if anybody could bet, Michael, it's you, but you just made the point. I don't bet. Why do you not bet?
I just never really, because I probably just, it's never been in my blood. I've never been that, you know, but I love handicapping games. I love it. You know, I love understanding the game and what's got to happen in the game and what should take place and how should you play the game. I love the basketball part of football. What style do you have to play? What should a team do? What I think people misconstrue all the time is every coach talks about how we plan to win. I want to strategize to win. What's the strategy we need to win? To me, that's more critical, and that's what I love about the game.
I have a theory, Michael, about why you don't bet. If you don't mind, I'll just say it. You want to keep your money.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great theory. No, my wife won't let me bet, Jim. She wants to keep my money.
Michael Lombardi joining us. I had a trainer once in horse racing, and some of these guys, and they're allowed to. They can bet. They can bet. Trainers can bet. So I had this one trainer who didn't bet, and I said, why not? He goes, I don't want to lose twice. So that made sense to me, too.
It really does.
But it is fun. It is fun. If you're responsible and you only wager what you can afford to lose, it can certainly be fun. But I can understand why you might not do it. He is an author. He is a 3-time Super Bowl champ. And again, pushing out a lot of content, co-host of the GM Shuffle podcast, co-creator of The Daily Coach, and appears today courtesy of VSiN and VSiN.com. Michael, really appreciate you. And as always, a great conversation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. Well, anytime.
Love talking to you. Michael Lombardi joining us. Always great to have him on. No nonsense, great content, tremendous insight. Love it. All right, so when we come back, that third segment of the third hour of Friday is always a good, good segment. I've got Alvy's Ionic Week that was. I've got an ATP. I've got time for a phone call or two. Meant to get to my take on Nebraska. Didn't get to it yet. Inside every growing business, there is an innovator. Dell Technologies has the tools to empower yours. Like smart PCs powered by the Intel vPro platform that is built for business. Find tech that is right for you by calling a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Time for a sports update. Here it is. Here is Bob. ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, I always ask for it. Give me something different. This is different. Jimmy, my daughter will be a sophomore at Madison this fall. She's smart, attractive, and a fantastic person. Assuming Jake is as smart, attractive, and as great as you and Dodger Jano are, I think we should get the kids together for a nice dinner at Portabella. I'll pick up the tab. What do you think? Chat with Dodger Jano tonight over Pops and let me know. Best regards, David and Appleton. Broham, are you trying to set the kids up? Are you matchmaking? First of all, I appreciate the hustle. Kind of, sort of. Not much. A little bit. If that's, in fact, what that is, Jake's got a girlfriend, a serious girlfriend that he met at Madison, and they were doing very, very well, so that probably would not work. How about Jake's younger pimp, brother, Logan? Definitely not together enough to get into Madison, but way more of a pimp. Taller and better looking. Jake gets a little thin-skinned. He might not like that. Just kidding, Jake. And by the way, I'm better looking than both those boys. That's funny. David and Appleton saying, why don't you and Dodger Jano discuss it over Pops? Now, Jake's good. Jake's got a girlfriend named Jane, and we love Jane. Jane's awesome. Jane, I think, is from the island. Long Island. Very, very smart. Very responsible. Great gal. Logan's feeling himself. Let me just say that. Logan, I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to get the kid in trouble. Logan's becoming a bit of a player. Logan keeps growing. His eyes are getting bluer. He's feeling himself. Anyway, appreciate that, David. I think that's not going to work out, though. Cruz Pedregon, legend, is in. He writes, my smack-off debt has been paid, Jim, and the champ, Caleb in Green Bay, is riding on my rig. But I'll do you one better. He'll be at BIR race tomorrow. Hashtag JTP. He sent a picture. It looks bitchin'. It looks so cool. Caleb in Green Bay, smack-off 28 champion, and Cruz has got that on his rig. Love you, Cruz. Thank you very much. right near the carbon fiber. It looks awesome. Awesome. Alvy, are you ready to do what you do? Roll that week that was. Hey, yo, what's up? Thanks for joining me on Ring Around the Romy Domey. Look who's back. Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. I know I always say it, but a tremendous Monday to you. Oh, it feels good to be back. What's cracking? How y'all living, clones? Back from 2 weeks in Wisconsin, and I am now done with the majority of my vacation.
Now I'm done.
Now I'm back. Look at me and Alvy picking up right where we left off.
What's up, Alvin?
Thomas. Old man Ritt. So let's get caught up. What do you want to hit on? Feels damn good to have my typical Monday morning whip around.
Yeah! It seems like more than ever, you know, Cleveland gets the world, so we'll be ready for it.
Actually, Joe, I've got no idea what you mean. Nobody really ever boos or reacts to anything during the preseason. It's the preseason.
No, it's a touchdown. George Pickens.
They caught up with Elton John. What was it like for you to perform on that horrible track? Elton said, at least I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I've seen horse stalls in better condition. Man, it feels good to be back. We are joined by North Carolina head coach Mack Brown.
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you? I've been jealous of you all summer, seeing you on that lake up in Westcott. I saw the Twitter, and that looks absolutely gorgeous.
On Friday, if you're a Friday fish, right? What's your fish order?
Cod, baked, fries, and seemingly now bourbon. Let me tell you about bourbon. That is a sneaky, sneaky drink. Like, you're good, you're good, you're good, and then you're not good.
Below not good.
Cameron Jordan is my guest. The pro, the Fu Manchu.
So there's a lot of soul power in this afro. I was sitting at the house and I was just like, you know what? I haven't seen my chin in a while. I've been hiding this.
I want to hear from every worm out there. Roundworm. Pinworm. Hookworm. Hey, parasites, pick up the phone. Hey, don't get me started on yeast infections either. Lotrimin. Reaction. Tony, wake up. Run angle. Hey, hello, Tony. And then he did. And it worked.
What the f- is happening?
And if I'm Tony La Russa, I find that guy. And I have him throw out the lineup card.
He said,
Dan White, you said Caesar's Palace is the best casino in the world.
Well, first of all, they're not a chicken casino, man. They'll let you play big money, big odds. They take really good care of their players, you know?
I'm still getting suggestions for our gambling podcast. Bet with your head. You bet or don't.
You better don't.
Big Bread with Big Head and Rome. Jimmy and James bet games. Bet your dome with James and Rome. Everybody get down with Rome and the dome. Straight cash and cereal ass. Ring around the Romy Domey. That might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot of stupid things. It's pretty much my job to hear stupid things. That might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
We're going through a process.
Pretty dumb coming from the alleged smartest guy ever.
What do you want me to do?
But what a troll. Like, nobody's going to ask about that.
Just trying to help out.
And thank you very much for that.
It's just one of those funks. It's kind of hard to put into words because at the same time...
Believe me, if anybody knows anything about something being hard to put into words, it is this guy.
I don't know if...
Fellas, do I dare ask you your thoughts about the Deshaun Watson situation?
You got 30 people. At that point, just teach an escort how to give you a massage. That's it. I mean, I was surprised when he went to the Browns. We were both surprised. Yeah, I thought he was going to end up on the Predators.
You talk about a no-name lineup.
Wells, Swellwood, Geoff, Carlin Prescott, Ray and S.A., Total Biggie, Wooden Laconic.
Hodgepodge of nothingness.
Kevin Roy, your father would tell you value par.
Yeah, value par. It's a great thing to think about when you're on the course. Par's our friend.
Absolutely not.
Do you like bad quarterback play? Do you like fumbles? Do you like a guy who splits the other team's numbers over and over again?
Do you know about Ronald?
Do you know about Daniel? Do you know that Daniel likes to fumble?
Yep.
I've always stood on my innocence. And
he's standing on his innocence and that he did not disrespect anybody. That could not have gone any worse. Couldn't even fake it. We're talking to Mel Tucker.
We can't go about our business. We can't do things based upon how we feel. We have to do things. We have to make decisions based on what needs to be done.
You could say, well, that's because he's a star quarterback. Well, of course.
The whole thing would be hilarious if it wasn't so offensive and hurtful.
Et cetera.
From America's team to America's most hated.
Okay. I'm not concerned about it right now.
I got a question.
Now.
What if he gets the bug? I want to go try out for American Idol.
Oh, my gosh. They won't stop. And then you kind of...
or finally had to tell him to stop.
Okay, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, bro. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.
Chasing cows, boss.
Thank you, Jim. Anytime you want me on, you've got me, and let's have a great football season.
Can't feel any love, but I can feel the divots from here.
Oh, my God!
Romy always, man. I appreciate the vibe.
Mix in some Lamisil. Tenactin!
I appreciate it. Well, the boat's got him out. Go Gophers.
All right, thank you.
The official title, wait for it, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Credit.
For real.
Ray in SA. You're welcome.
Good night now!
Oh, that was one of the best ever. That was really good. Really good. Straight bleeping fire.
Great cash, homie.
Ray in SA. He's not letting it go. Ray tweets at me. Hey, Jim, I stand on my tweet. You're welcome. Because of my tweets, I helped you get into the Radio Hall of Fame. 1 for 3 C1 tweets. So why didn't you thank Ray and SA in your Radio Hall of Fame speech? I got a better question. Why did they even let me into the Hall of Fame? It should have been Ray. I would have introed him. I would have talked so long, they would have cut me with the music. They would have cut the lights. They would have cut the music. Because once I get going on Ray and what he's meant to the industry and really this planet, I can't stop. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to Michael Lombardi, Cowboy James Kelly, Brent Pry, the XR4TI, and all you clones. Have yourself a great, great week. And yes, I will be back next week. I'll see you Monday. I'm out.